These are trying times for Abu Hassan and his family. 8 months ago, his home was destroyed by Israel during its war on Gaza. Since then, they have been living in this makeshift refugee camp, struggling to get by, making this Ramadan, the holiest of months in the Muslim calendar, that much more difficult to enjoy.
We are not seeing any of the traditions of Ramadan this year. It used to have a presence. Markets would be busy and lanterns would be hung all over the streets.
Preparing iftar, the traditional meal that breaks the daily fast at sunset, is often a day-long challenge for Abu Hassan and his wife. Israel's devastating war and stifling blockade on Gaza has forced the people here into destitution. Many of the basic goods, children's toys, and home supplies that people traditionally buy during this busy shopping month are smuggled into Gaza from Egypt. Along with fruits and vegetables, their prices have soared beyond the reach of many people here.
It's not just the war that has destroyed Ramadan this year. It's the economic situation. There is no income for the people. It's depressing.
With little income, the family relies on as much assistance as it can, and some of the vegetables they eat are grown just outside their tent. They bake their own bread, there's no clean running water, and flies swarm the place day and night.
Ramadan this year is very difficult. We have no house, we have no food, we can't cook properly. We have to cook in small portions because we can't store the food and there's never enough money.
While the stress of Ramadan is visible on the parents, the happiness of Ramadan is absent from the faces of the children here, who endure long days of fasting without the comforts of a home, friends, and relatives. As the sound of the adhan or call to prayer marks the end of the fast, the family gathers.
It is a modest meal, but one that has certainly taken almost every resource this family has to prepare. And while this meal is a moment of relief that marks the end of one day of fasting, it now also begins the concerns for what tomorrow will bring.
As night falls and the family enjoys their few quiet minutes together, the challenges Ramadan has brought are apparent. So too is the strength of a family's commitment to each other and their faith. Ayman Muhyiddin, Al Jazeera, Gaza.